Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Miranda.
Good evening. Please join me in singing Anna McCaw. Anna McCaw, Gedula Kenincha, Pati, Terura, Alpha Gimel Yutap Sadi, Kaberinat, Amchasagbenu, Kaharenu, Nora, Kufresh Iron, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimodalit, Yud Kafshin, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sikatha, Tami Damlen. Betet Reish, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Vero Tufa, Nael. Data Hekuf Bet Tetnonayan Yahid Gea Lamha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yudgimalamet Pe Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, the same gematria as the Hebrew word Redu, Resh Dalet Vav. And Redu means to go down. And this is teaching us that Hashem is coming down during Elul to make our process of teshuvah easier. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodeya talumo, shin kufav tzadiyotah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will do this utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la'alavim, Notse a'on wa'fesha, V'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the Zohar, the Sulam commentary, through Parashat Yitro and Pasuk 29, which is a pasuk that deals with certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu le'yachda l'shem yud hei bevav hei v'yichudah shilin b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vayasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Alenu Maasei Adenu Kanenei Alenu Maasei Adenu Kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanei Nandekucha Perifu Koma Diavid Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Vele Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Peya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. We're now going to connect to the year that's coming, the year 5778, the year of Bao time. And Bao time, in order to eventually connect to Hashem in walking time. The one verse that has the gematria of 5778 is Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon v'yitchal v'yavo chamelech liroto v'yomer Amnon el hamelech tavo nav tamar achoti utzlev baev v'ene shete levivot v'evre miyada. There is a second verse that has the energy of the year concealed within it, because the name of the year is concealed within it. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. That verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha. Vayovoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pishae la donai ohe wahe viata nasata avon chatati sela. Now we're going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777. There's two verses that connect to this verse, to this year in energy as well. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And if we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam. Translation is the Sea of Tenon. The second verse conceals the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, within it. The letters of the year are separated by seven letters each. The name of the verse is the Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Adayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has two verses also. The energy of the year is that of the pause. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehavshi et kol haolot. Vayechaskum achechem Halavim matkelo tam lacha v'yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halavim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yoalame, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. This also connects to the energy of the pause. Bichu ba'adonai yo'ewahe ade'ad ki bi'ayohe adonai yo'ewahe tzur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of peace as swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon v'chalati itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. And this brings us to the year 5774, the year with the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in all of the Tanakh with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Yisrael untati vishakan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will do this by saying the names of the 72 names out loud, but we will do them using the root vowel of each letter. Wa-he-wa-yo-la-yo. Sayote ala me, me he shi la la he, aka aka heta, he zayo ala da, la awa he hea, yozala me be he, e reyo he kome, la awa kala yo, la wawa pe he la. Nu lacha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me, la ta be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da. nu yo hey he she a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la hey re he me tsa re wa me be yo hey hey a nu wa me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. There are three names in the 72 names that connect directly to this coming year of 5778, all through the gematria of the 78, the Ayin Chet. Its name number 13 is Yud Zayin Lamed, which has the energy of heaven on earth. The energy of the year is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem, accepting the responsibility of doing the mitzvot. And doing those actions brings down the heaven to earth. And this name, Yud Zayin Lamed, is helpful in that process. The 14th name is Mem Bet He. And this name also has the same gematria. And the energy of this name is farewell to arms. In order to bring heaven down to earth, we first must cleanse the earth. And one of the concepts that needs to be cleansed is arms, wars, conflicts. This name will help us reduce the number of wars. It will help us bring people to unity rather than conflict. And the 30th name, Aleph Vav Mem, has the energy of building bridges. And that we know, in order to bring heaven down to earth, in order to say farewell to arms, we have to build bridges between people. And this name will help us achieve that. Now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, using the same concept of the root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha e wa he me a yo ta la me re he hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ta be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me cha yo, me nu hey wa, nu yo hey shi ya, yo re ta shi ya hey, re la yo wa wa me, lo la yo be. Wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, ka ako me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. These are the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. The same number 30 the same letters, the same name, and the same location, as the 72 names of God is name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, the idea of building bridges. And we utilize this name in the 72 names from the Tzaddikim to reinforce the idea of building bridges between our family, our friends, our countries, anywhere in the world. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 15th day of Elul, Rabbi Moshe Al-Shakar, Rabbi Hanoch Eget of Vilna, Rabbi Yaakov Kopel, a Chassid ben Rabbi Nehemiah Feivel, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class continues our classes on the Igeret HaTeshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah that was published within the Tanya. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. When we open up that advanced classes of Teshuvah, we scroll down to class 6A. And I'm sorry, let me double check that. No, it's class number 5B1. And we're opening it up to chapter 6. The Alter Rebbe opened the fourth chapter by beginning to explain the concept of repentance, or teshuvah, according to the mystical approach to the Torah. He prefaced his commentary by noting that according to Scripture and our sages, a person who committed a sin punishable by karetz would actually die before his 50th year, while one who committed a sin punishable by death by divine agency would actually die before his 60th year. The Alter Rebbe thereupon posed the following question. How is it, he asked, that in every generation there are so many individuals liable to karet and death by divine agency who nevertheless enjoy extended and pleasant days and years? In answer, the Alter Rebbe explained that the soul is part of the divine name Havaya, the tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of Hashem. Furthermore, both the internal and external aspects of the soul are blown or breathed forth. Their source is the innermost reaches of godliness. The innermost core of the soul derives from the internal aspect of the tetragrammaton, the internal level of holiness, and even the external level of the soul, which is drawn down into man's body through the utterance, "Let us make man," derives from the internal aspect of this utterance. Thus, all aspects of the soul, even as enclosed within the body, ultimately derive from an act of blowing. And it is noted in chapter 5 that unlike speech, which can be heard even when something separates the listener from the speaker, exhaled breath does not reach its destination when there is an intervening obstruction. In this case, the individual sins. The Alter Rebbe next uses this image and another to explain the concept of karet. The Jewish people's relationship to Hashem is compared in Scripture to a rope, whose upper end is bound above and whose lower end is bound below. Jacob is the rope of Hashem's inheritance. This rope is the lifeline through which godliness is drawn down, even into the external aspect of the soul of the lodges, of the soul that lodges within the body. Sins, especially those incurring karet, sever this lifeline, thus preventing the life force, which is blown forth to penetrate to the soul that is invested in the body. In the past, this meant that a person liable to karet would actually die before his 50th year, while a person liable to death by divine agency would actually die before his 60th year. In this, the sixth chapter, the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain that this applied only during the time when the divine presence dwelt among Israel. For then each child of Israel's spiritual sustenance reached him only from the side of holiness, from the four-letter name of the Infinite One. In times of exile, however, when the divine presence too is, so to speak, in exile, even the life force of holiness can be drawn down through a garb of klipot. It is therefore then possible that even individuals guilty of sins punishable by a karet and death by divine agency continue to receive their vitality, even though their spiritual lifeline to the four-letter name has been severed. This explains why during the era of exile, even those guilty of the above-mentioned sins can live long lives. Parenthetically, this also provides them with the opportunity to do teshuvah and rectify their past misdeeds. Amnam zehu bezamim shehayu Yisrael b'madraga alaynu ali v'na kishahayata hashkinta tina shora b'Yisrael b'beit hamikdash. However, all this obtained when Israel was on an elevated plane, when the divine presence dwelt among Israel in the Beit HaMikdash. The note of the Rebbe, this indicates the level of the Jewish people at that time. Another note of the Rebbe, this applies to the world as a whole and to the divine presence, specifically with regard to man. There is yet another aspect. V'az lo hayu mikabelim hayot legufayim rak al yedi nefesh ha'elokit levada mevachenat panimiyot ha'shafa shim shafiya Ayin sof baruch hu al yedi shem havi baruch hu kanal. Then the body received its vitality only through the divine soul, from the innermost source of the life-giving power, issuing from the Infinite One, through the four-letter name as discussed above. The note of the Rebbe, for example, also with regard to each and every individual. Thus, if the spiritual lifeline emanating from the four-letter name was severed, it was possible for them to continue living. However, as the Alter Rebbe now goes on to say, once they had fallen from that spiritual height and thereby diverted the flow of the divine life force from its accustomed course, even deliberate transgressions can now receive their vitality as freely as do mere creatures. Ach le'achar she'radahu mimadaragatam begarmo b'masihem sod galut hashkina. And they then fell from their estate, and through their actions brought about the mystic exile of the divine presence. That the divine presence should be in a state of exile among the forces of unholiness is indeed an inconceivable mystery. A note from the Rebbe indicates a source in the Agarid HaKedoshim, a letter regarding holiness, for further explanation. Kimo shekatu upapashatchem sholacha imchem. And as the first states, through your sins was your mother banished. Note of the Rebbe. At first glance, it is incomprehensible that man's action should cause the exile of the divine presence. The Alter Rebbe therefore provides proof and also an explanation. Proof that it is indeed so, an explanation for the divine presence is your mother. Your mother refers to the divine presence, the mother of the children, also known as Knesset Yisrael, the source of Jewish souls, the level of Malchut of Atzilut. In the context of the letters that constitute the four-letter name, this corresponds to the final he, from which proceeds the rope or lifeline to the soul. This means that the benevolence flowing forth from the above-mentioned lower letter He of the Tetragrammaton was lowered far down from plane to plane. Ad shenata lavasha hashpa'ata b'yud sefirot d'noga. Until it became enclosed in the 10 sefirot of Noga. Inasmuch as the klipa called Noga includes an admixture of goodness, it is composed of 10 sefirot, corresponding to the 10 sefirot of holiness. Hamishpaot shefa v'chayot al yedi hamizlot v'kol zara hashmaim v'hasharim she'alihem. Which transmit the benevolence and vitality through the hosts of heaven and those charged over them. They do so in any case, and not necessarily because of the state of exile discussed here, rather as a result of the sin of the tree of knowledge. And I am adding, what is above heaven? Additional heavens connected to the worlds of Briah and Atzilut. L'chol ha'chai ha'gashmei Shev HaOlam Hazeh VeGam LeKol HaTzomot HaTzomeach. To every living physical being in this world, even to the vegetation. Kima emor razal, ein lach kol ashev, mal meta she'ein lo, ha'azal v'gomer. As our sages state, there is no blade of grass below that has no spirit above that smites it and commands it, grow. Thus the life force of all living beings, even of vegetation, which expresses its vitality through growth, derives from the klipa of Noga. I didn't explain what the Klipat Noga is. The Klipat Noga represents the Malchut of the negative system. And the Klipat Noga is a mixture of good and evil. And that's why the Klipat Noga exists in the physical world. And this is where our confusion comes from, because it looks good even though it's coming from evil. And this is the creation of the illusion.
Yisrael kabel chayot legufim v'nafshim habechamiyot.
Hence, even the sinful and deliberate transgressors of Israel may receive vitality from for their bodies and their animal souls. Note of the Rebbe: it would seem that the text should read the transgressor in the singular. And I am adding, this is because there is only one transgressor against Israel, and that is Satan, who utilizes any creation, even those that are connected to Hashem, yet not fully. Students of the Kabbalah will ask many questions about this statement and contemplate their answers.
Kimo she'ar b'ali chayim mamash,
exactly as other living creatures do.
Kimo she'na'amar namashel kevahamot nidmo.
As scripture states, there exists a state wherein human beings are likened and similar to beasts.
V'adrava.
In fact, not only is it possible for the sinner to receive his nurture from the klipa, as do animals and other living beings, but indeed,
v'itar she'et avitar az,
with even greater emphasis and force.
Alpi kama boer mezohar hakadosh parashat pi kodi shekel shefa v'chiyot anashafaot le'adam hatachetun.
For as explained in the Holy Zohar, Parashat Pikudei, all the benevolence and vitality granted mortal men.
V'sha'a rerega she'avoshi ha'ra b'enai ad ha'ashem b'maseh o b'dibur o b'harachori Avira Wigomer.
While he commits evil in the eyes of God, in deed or speech, or by musing on sin, and so on, though any of the three soul garments of thought, speech, or action. The Rebbe notes that the Alter Rebbe may have added the words and so on for the following reason. In part 1 of chapter 11, the Alter Rebbe differentiates between two situations. One, contemplating the commission of a sin, and two, and even where one does not actually contemplate committing a sin, but indulges in contemplation on the carnal union of male and female in general. The term, and even seems to imply, that the latter form of contemplation is not an entirely distinct form of sin, for which reason no distinct mention of it is made in Igeret HaTeshuvah. Nevertheless, some reference to it must be made here, and this the Alter Rebbe does by adding the words, and so on.
Hakol nishafa lo mehekalot haset sadre achare amiboarim shem bezohar hakadosh.
And all this life force issues to him from the various chambers of the Sitra Achra, described there in the Holy Zohar.
Viha adam hu ba'al v'cheira im lekabel hashfa'ato mehekalot hasatray achare o mehekalot hakdush hashemehem nishpa'ot komachashvot tovot ukdushot.
The choice is man's, whether to derive his nurture from the chambers of the Sitra Achra or from the chambers of holiness, from which flow all good and holy thoughts, and so on. The Rebbe notes that the Alter Rebbe may have added the words, and so on, for the following reason. The Alter Rebbe differentiates between two situations, contemplating the commission of a sin and even where one does not actually contemplate committing a sin, but indulges in contemplation on the carnal union of male and female in general. The term "and even" seems to imply that the latter form of contemplation is not an entirely distinct form of sin, for which reason no distinct mention of it is made in Igeret HaTeshuvah. Nevertheless, some reference to it must be made here, and this the Alter Rebbe does by adding the words, and so on. When one's thoughts, words, and deeds are wholesome and holy, he receives his nurture from holiness. When his thoughts, words, and deeds are evil, he derives his nurture from the chambers of the Sitra Achra. The Rebbe comments that it seems to be entirely superfluous for the Alter Rebbe to state that the choice is man's. He goes on to provide two possible explanations. Note 1. A, paradoxically, this statement is indeed novel. The Alter Rebbe desires to emphasize that even in times of exile, when through your sins was your mother banished, and the benevolence flowing forth from the latter hay, is enclosed in the klipa of Noga, man can still choose to receive his vitality from the chambers of holiness. This is possible because the garment of Noga becomes nullified to its wearer. to holiness and is therefore itself transformed to goodness and absorbed within holiness. This recalls the statement in part one, early in chapter 40, that in the case of the holy letters of Torah and prayer, the klipa of noga is converted to good and is absorbed into holiness. This explanation that the Alter Rebbe wished to tell us, that even in times of exile, man can choose to derive his nurture from the chambers of holiness, does not accord with the explanation given by the Sefer HaTanya, or a commentary on the Sefer HaTanya. Another possible explanation, which would also go a long way in explaining why it is specifically here that the Alter Rebbe states that the choice is man's. The Alter Rebbe means to tell us that it is specifically during the times of exile, when they fell from their estate, that the children of Israel can choose to receive their vitality from the chambers of the Sitra Achra. This, however, could not be done during the time of the Bet HaMikdash, as explained at the end of chapter 5 above. For at that time, if the rope connecting a person to his spiritual source was severed, if, for example, he committed a sin punishable by karet, he could not live at all. During that period, Jews truly could not receive their vitality from the klipa of noga. I am adding, it is extremely important to start to realize the full impact of this state. This is because in the Western world, we are taught that there is nothing wrong with looking, only with touching. Do you see the connection? Ki ze leomat ze asha ha'elokim v'gomer. For one opposite the other did Hashem make. Every manifestation of holiness has a counterpart in the klipa and the sitra achra, the other side. Pehakalod haset sitra achare hakabalim. Piyonakim chayotam mehatala vashot vehashtala shalot hashefad di sefirot ginoga. The chambers of the Sitra Achra derive their vitality from the issue of the 10 sefirot of Noga that is embodied within them, and that descends into them by stages. Hakalola mebechinat tovira chaya pechena ayin hadaat vigomer kino daliode chayin. And this klipa of noga is comprised of good and evil, as in the tree of knowledge for good and evil, as is known to those who are knowledgeable in the Kabbalah. Since the klipa of noga is composed of both good and evil, it serves as a source after a multitude of descents for the evil of the chambers of the Sitra Achra, the reservoir from which a man is refueled when he sins in thought, speech, or action. The Alter Rebbe now resumes his explanation of why a sinful person not only receives his vitality from the other side, like other living creatures, but in fact does so to an even greater degree. Since through his freely chosen thoughts, words, and deeds, it was the sinner himself who replenished the reservoirs of the Klipot with life force of divine origin. It is he who will now have to swallow the lion's share of those reservoirs. We're going to complete our class tonight here, and we will pick this up next week. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class will be at 8:30. It will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And we And tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will do our Slichot prayers. I hope you'll join us. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom okay. to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.